Hi, my name is Adam Arrigo, and I'm the CEO and co-founder of WaveXR. Yeah, I think when we started the company, our goal was to help musicians make a living through leveraging technologies like XR and gaming. We came up with this term we called virtual entertainment, which is basically a type of entertainment that involves, you know, a social experience, interactive experience that happens in a game engine. So this concept of a virtual concert rubbed some people the wrong way, and it still does occasionally. You see people react very emotionally to the idea of a virtual version of something that they hold dear in real life. But I think one of the realizations we had early on was, like, we didn't set out to recreate a concert, but instead we're just like, okay, let's focus on the things that a virtual concert could do better than a real concert. Like, you can have tons and tons of people there. The attendees can interact with the performer. You can do things visually that are more, you know, insane or impossible to achieve in real life. So I feel like we definitely in the first couple of years had to have a bit of a thick skin in terms of people naysaying just the concept of a virtual concert. And now I think in 2020, it seems to make a lot more sense. I think when we first started the company, I was a first-time founder, and, you know, we had this idea to create a platform for virtual concerts.
Hello, everybody. It's John Legend here. Welcome to the show. Welcome to our virtual club. This is Virtual Me. I'm singing live. I'm in a motion capture suit right now.
And we didn't want anyone else to copy our idea. So for the first few months, we were kind of in stealth mode. But then I think we realized at some point that we needed to share the idea with as many people as possible and get more collaborators on board to help us build this larger vision. In the early days, we also focused a bit too much on competition in general. When we started as a virtual reality company, there were a few other companies doing similar things to what we were doing. And I just remember our early team posting messages on Slack whenever a news headline would come out about one of these other companies. And it really didn't matter. Back when we were a VR company especially, the bigger threat was that, you know, the VR market itself didn't develop. And whenever you're in a new market that is sort of emerging and only starting to exist, you really need as much momentum and as many good headlines as possible. So I think entrepreneurship is really just about focusing on your vision and executing and sort of being, you know, blinders on towards just building something great instead of, you know, looking around and worrying about the threat of competition. Well, it's been a totally crazy year for the world and for our company. I think there were some logistical pivots we had to make because of the COVID pandemic. So, for example, when we throw virtual concerts, we have a broadcast studio that's run by multiple people where an artist has to come in, put on a motion capture suit, you know, wear these sensors, and perform, and then we broadcast that content into these different platforms. We had to build a completely modular version of that setup that we could move and set up in various places. We had to build a version of that that, you know, could be run by one or two people and completely change our broadcast studio protocols to make sure that it was a safe environment for our staff and for artists. I think we've also had to learn how to work remotely as a company, which I think has actually been more productive for us. You know, we've been creating this virtual concert platform for about 4.5 years now, and we've always known that this is where the market is headed. Artists are always looking for new ways to interact with their fans. You know, artists are looking for new axes of self-expression through different visuals and interactivity. However, this year has kind of accelerated the demand for our product in a way that wasn't present before. I think, you know, for us, we've always been a little bit, you know, maybe a few years into the future, thinking about, like, you know, the nexus of gaming and music and live entertainment. Like, how is the younger generation socializing with each other through these different gaming platforms like Fortnite and Roblox and Minecraft? And for us, we've been trying to build something that is going to change the course of the industry, but also like technology that the industry can kind of grow into. Now that more people are socializing in these spaces, like there's a huge opportunity for the music industry to access these audiences. But with 2020, it was sort of like, okay, we were a couple years in the future, but it brought the future into the present where like now concerts are canceled globally and everyone is looking to do a virtual concert. So our strategy has been to kind of build towards this future where like we're gonna work with these big artists, you know, like we're gonna throw concerts with artists at the weekend and show the world what the value of a virtual concert is. But now artists of all levels and their crews, basically the whole industry needs to innovate and figure out like, how do we build an ecosystem that helps artists monetize, helps fans attend these events that used to bring them so much joy, and then have this be a sustainable ecosystem that can persist into the future long after concerts come back, which we know they will. I would say the artists we work with inspire me the most. I mean, from artists like The Weeknd, who have always been super forward thinking about how they distribute music, what types of music they create, to Strange Loop, one of our creative directors who was the live visualist for Flying Lotus and a bunch of other huge artists. I think for us, it's really about creating the tools for artists and both musical and visual to express themselves in a new way. And getting to work with some of these artists and sort of understand their creative process, help them realize a vision that maybe they couldn't realize before this technology made it possible, is just the best. Past me was so much smarter than present me. if I could go back, I would tell myself that everything's gonna change. You know, don't get too attached to your current assumptions. As an entrepreneur, as a person in the world, there's just, especially this year, if it's proven anything, it's just that there's so much that you can't predict. And you just need to be able to stay agile and stay true to yourself and to your values. So, for example, for us, like we started as a VR company where we thought that the future of our company was going to be producing content for people wearing these kind of VR headsets. Now we're distributing these concerts into video games. We did a partnership with TikTok where we threw a weekend concert on their platform. We've taken another, you know, a few other types of pivots to our business model, and it's still evolving. So I think when you're trying to build a business, it's easy to kind of get stuck with your current assumptions and sort of continue to charge forward and prove them out, but you really need to be open to just iterating. I think we've done that well, and sometimes it's not so easy. The things that matter are what you want to accomplish, the people you're working with, and how you're going to accomplish it. Our goal is to unite humanity through immersive music experiences. I think as an entrepreneur, it's really easy to kind of get attracted to shiny objects and lose focus, or keep blinders on and just continue charging forward without collecting enough information about where the market is, if people want your product, what your audience really wants. I think iterating as fast as possible and failing as fast as possible is key to building something, especially if it's new. And the journey's not over. I think we're going to continue to take more twists and turns as we move into the future. And it's really exciting.